During one summer when I was in high school, I had a job as a gopher in a law office in Manhattan. I carried papers from one office to another, sought the appropriate clerk in City Hall, filed the mail, looked forward to lunch, and tried not to fall asleep in my creaky swivel chair on the long afternoons beneath the law books. Most mornings I got to New York by taking the train to Hoboken, New Jersey, and then the ferry to Lower Manhattan. The idea, not entirely mine, was that I would learn something by working in that law office. I learned that I didn't want to be an attorney and that I didn't want to work in New York in the summer. And on the boat ride between Hoboken and Manhattan, I learned that some men, even if they commuted to New York in suits each day, would resist growing up and that they would bet on anything. When they'd finish their coffee, these men on the Hoboken ferry used to throw their empty coffee cups at the pilings along the pier. They'd bet on who could hit the top of one of the pilings. It probably wasn't easy. Try throwing an empty paper cup, even on a windless day, at something below you from a moving boat, even a slowly moving boat like the Hoboken ferry. I say it probably wasn't easy because I was a kid and I knew without being told that I would not be welcome to participate in the contest. Anyway, I did learn that grown men, whether or not they were or had ever been athletes, don't necessarily outgrow the inclination to compete, even if the challenge is to hit a piling with a paper cup and the payoff is a pocket full of quarters. I must have felt it was a significant lesson. I've remembered it. I suppose it would be different today. Who among the men and women commuting on the Hoboken ferry or any of its 2016 equivalents isn't interacting with the world on a phone or a tablet or a watch? And with fantasy sports and various other forms of game playing available at the tap of a screen, who'd need to establish his or her competitive creds by tossing a cup? When I was a kid, I thought the games those guys were playing were sad, childish, or at least that's how I remember thinking about it. But as the Bob Dylan lyric has it, maybe I was older then, and I'm younger than that now. And maybe it's sadder that these days the games commuters play are likely to be solitary.